General Manager Ross Atkins said a Blue Jays jersey with Anthony Santander's name on it was floating around our office throughout the offseason. The veteran slugger finally put on a Toronto uniform on Tuesday afternoon. "Looks great on me already," Santander said with a smile. The Blue Jays formally introduced Santander at the team's player development complex in Dunedin, Florida, a day after his five-year, $92.5 million contract was announced. The deal included an opt-out clause and a 2030 team option with escalators that could increase the total value to $110 million, Santander's agency, the Beverly Hills Sports Council, said. "The process was really good," Santander said on a video call with reporters. "This move, since day one, we've had really good communication, back and forth. I know it took a little bit longer, but we got what we wanted. We're here. The process was really easy." The 30-year-old Venezuelan set career highs with 44 homers, 102 RBIs, and 91 runs scored in 155 games for Baltimore last year. Santander will likely slot into the heart of a top-heavy batting order that includes George Springer, Bo Bichette, and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. "I'm happy for this opportunity," Santander said. "I can't wait to be with my brothers. It starts on day one of spring training. Work hard, get better every single day, and go after the championship. That's what we're looking for. That's what I'm here for." For Atkins, the addition of a big bat was sorely needed in an offseason that was crying out for an offense-first addition to address the team's main weak point in 2024. After wild-card playoff appearances in 2020, 22, and 23, the Blue Jays were last in the American League East last year at 74-88. "Anthony is about as good of a fit as we can find," Atkins said. "So doing it from both sides of the plate, putting the ball in the seats, regularly, his ability to do damage on a nightly basis is exactly what we were looking for and a great addition to this lineup." Santander hit .235 with a .506 slugging percentage last season while making the American League All-Star team for the first time. A switch hitter with power from both sides, Santander has averaged 35 homers, 95 RBIs, and 153 games played over the last three seasons. He's the first high-profile free agent to sign with the Blue Jays this winter. Atkins, who held his first media availability in about 6 weeks, wanted the focus to be on Santander on Tuesday. The GM didn't bite when asked about his pursuit of other free agents or the status of contract extension talks with Guerrero. Atkins did say he feels the team was in a really strong position, and attempts to improve the roster will continue. "We're working around the clock and won't stop," he said. Santander signed with Cleveland as an international free agent in July 2011. He was selected by Baltimore in the Rule 5 draft in December 2016. A good bet to primarily serve as designated hitter and bat fourth in the order, Santander said he's ready to do whatever is best for the team. "Wherever manager John Schneider needs me, left field, right field, first base, DH, I'm really flexible with that," he said. "All that I want is to get ready to win games." Pitchers and catchers will report to spring training on February 13. The Blue Jays will kick off the 2025 season at home on March 27 against the Orioles.